Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why we're doing most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. One of the most annoying statements that people make is they say, well, evolution is just a theory. But it's a darn good theory. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, scientific terminology.
There are words that we use in science that we've co-opted from the vernacular, and we've essentially used them in a way that's quite different from the way people use them in common parlance. So the word significant, for example. We tend to think about things that are significant as important when we're just talking, right? But of course, statistical significance has a very specific meaning, which has to do with the unlikelihood that that could have happened by chance.
Yes. Reliable.
Reliable. And so there are many things that are statistically significant that don't matter a whit, yes. Even though they are statistically significant, right?
Yeah. So suppose you did a survey on 10,000 people about their performance in the workplace, and you found that a particular personality characteristic was reliably associated with taking more days off from work. Well, you might get a finding that was statistically significant, meaning if you kept surveying other members of that population, you would find that same relationship. But now let's imagine that this personality characteristic is so weakly associated with taking days off that having this characteristic means that on average, you take one more day off every 2 years. So, yeah, it's related. But really, one day every 2 years?
Yeah.
Probably not that meaningful in the context of work.
Yeah, but yet, when people read depictions of science and people are conveying ideas about what was found in science, they say, this is a significant result. Oh my God, it's an important result. No, it's just something that's probably not a result of chance. And sometimes things that are statistically significant are also significant in common parlance in that they're really important. But as often as not, they're not.
The question then becomes, what is it that would make something significant in that other sense of being meaningful? There are two kinds of definitions that we might give to that. One is that it is meaningful because it has practical significance. So if I found a characteristic that allowed me to predict which employees, for example, were likely to do a lousy job, that would have practical significance because I would then want to give a test to people and then weed out those people who got scores that would say they were going to do a lousy job. So that's one potential definition of significance. But one of the definitions of significance that might be particularly valuable in science is data or patterns of data that might make me think differently about the phenomena that I'm studying, and in particular, the explanation.
Yeah, that's a great point.
For those phenomena. Mm-hmm. And that's really where this notion of significance comes in, because we as scientists, will generate theories, explanations that cut across data and provide an overarching structure for thinking about the way some aspect of the world works. And it is those theories that are affected by the data that we collect.
Right. And Art brings up the second most misunderstood word, or maybe the first most understood word, when we're talking about how it's used just in common parlance and how it's used in science. And that's the idea of theory. Because most of us, when we're just talking with our family or our friends or whatever, and we say, well, I have a theory about that, what we mean is we have a guess about what might explain something that we're looking at. But that guess may be based on nothing. So those kinds of things, if somebody says I have a theory, it means I just made this up. Theories in science are entirely different from that. Completely different. As different as significance in common parlance is from statistically significant in the sciences. A theory is a proposed explanation for how the world works, whether we're talking about organisms or the physical features of the universe, whatever it happens to be, that is based on some conjecture that's been put together having looked at a lot of data and trying to explain that. And we said, well, does it hang together if we offer this explanation. But once a theory is composed, the first thing that happens is that theory is put to test, right? We actually now say, if this theory is true, then we might predict that this would be the outcome in a particular set of circumstances. And then we get to actually go look at data and see if, in fact, that's the case. Now, the minute there's any evidence that the predictions that the theory makes don't come true, we either have to abandon the theory or change the theory.
Or disbelieve the data.
Or disbelieve the data. And that's a great point, that certainly one experiment is not going to cause you to toss out a theory. But one of the things that certainly, you know, the cold fusion thing and other things that are thought to be true that then are discovered not to be true speaks to the value of scientific replication, right? I mean, the whole idea about deciding that this theory, we can still keep believing this for right now, is the fact that there are multiple instances where we get similar results, right? Yeah. It's not just one thing. And one of the things that Art has talked about eloquently on many shows is how people in psychology often chase after a study that finds something, and now that gets all the press because, oh my God, who would have thought that? And then we find out when it's replicated, well, it doesn't replicate, and well, actually, someone didn't find that.
Right.
That it was something else. And now we're getting into why the use of the word theory in science is so important, because science is inherently skeptical, right? I mean, we have a tentative nature about saying that this is the way the world works, because we recognize that we have not observed every instance of everything before we make some decision about what's true. But what we have seen is enough to say, right now, this theory provides an explanation for what we observe. When somebody says something is just a theory, what they're applying is the vernacular use of the word theory, meaning it's just a guess, you know, not based on anything. But a theory that stood up for a long time based on very good evidence, right, is there because over multiple attempts to find flaws in the theory, a flaw has not yet been revealed.
Next week, we'll talk about the psychology of humiliation with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.